West Slope politician Laura Bradford, a representative at the Colorado State House, has certainly been under the microscope since her stop last week, allegedly for, well, driving under the influence of alcohol. And there's been a lot of this talk about this legislative privilege. I personally had never even heard about this.
Yeah, at the time, cops say she asked for legislative immunity. Now they say she didn't. She actually asked to be treated like everybody else. Let's get into her legal case going forward with Denver attorney Jay Tiftikson, who we should mention is not involved in this case. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. This looks like a case that had so many holes because it was handled poorly right from the beginning, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Cops told her she could have been charged with DUI. They found a gun in her purse. What's she facing right now?
Well, right now, what she's facing is a misdemeanor if the DA's office decides to charge her for prohibited use of weapon, because it is a crime to have in your possession a firearm while you're under the influence of alcohol. There's no way that they can charge her with a DUI right now because they never offered her any sort of chemical test. And in order to charge someone with a DUI, and in order for that to remain, and for that charge to stick, they have to offer someone a chemical test.
So just on the surface, Jay, this just does not seem like it's a logical, I don't know, law on the books. Talk to us about this, why it exists, and, I mean, it seems like it's one of those from way back in the day.
It is. It exists to prevent people from going after different political parties on their way to and from legislative sessions. It was never intended to prevent someone from being charged with a crime in this type of situation.
Wow. It seems to me if you're her attorney, she doesn't get charged with anything.
Well, I would love to have this case. I would have a field day in court with it.
You bet.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So this is a slam dunk for her, and it's too bad her name has been sullied through all of this, but she may have been driving, you know, under the influence.
Sure. Well, always innocent until proven guilty, but at the same time, from the facts that are coming out about this case, it does look like a case where there anyone else would have been charged with a DUI.
This is Laura Bradford talking with her colleagues, or to her colleagues, on Monday downtown.
I am not above the law. I am bound to the same laws and standards as every citizen of this state.
And, of course, she went on to say that she was humbled and quite embarrassed about the whole thing.
I am sorry that my actions have cast any kind of shadow whatsoever on this house.
What do you think, Jay, this will put onto the table? Does this get a discussion going as to whether or not this kind of thing should be looked at, I guess, more closely under a microscope?
Absolutely. From a political standpoint, whenever there's a high-profile case like this, legislators always go and look at the law and figure out how they can change it.
Maybe Laura Bradford should move forward, and this should be her next piece of legislation, is let's kill legislative immunity.
Well, I think she might be a little bit too close to the situation to make that call.
Yeah. What about the Denver Police Department and all of this? Another black eye. They don't even have enough eyes. They're all black.
Well, the one thing I will get them credit for is for actually coming forward and admitting that they were wrong, which is something that they rarely do.
Yeah, it is surprising. But this goes forward, do you think, with an investigation into what happened?
An internal investigation, but I don't know how much we're going to actually find out about that.
Jay, good stuff. Thank you, Jay Tiftikson, joining us, a local attorney following the Laura Bradford case that happened again last Wednesday and has certainly been receiving a lot of attention in the local media for the past several days. It's 7:54 on 850 KOA.
Coming up.